Blog Talk Radio.
Spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong.
Yes, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. We're back. Thank the Most High. Yes, indeed. We're back again. Yes, indeed. For another episode. Another episode of Hidden Gospel. Another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Edemia. I'm covering the Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. For the opportunity. Yes, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these precious words, yes, these very precious words, the Most High has granted indeed for the blessing of His people. And indeed, I thank the Most High, yes, I do, for every ear, yes, for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all again for listening. Tonight, I noticed that Blog Talk seems to be having a bit of a problem sending out notifications that the show is presently on. I'm going to do what I can, try to see if I can send out notifications. Give me just a moment, if you would, please. In fact, I think I might just set up a little bit of music just for a moment for the purpose of trying to do something by setting that up. Thank the Most High, yes, indeed, that we're back again. Another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveals. Hopefully, some of you have gotten the message. I'm going to go ahead and send out again notification that the show is presently being broadcast. Look like I will have to do that manually tonight. Finding out that everything with BTR is not working perfectly with regard to doing that. So give me just a moment. Still not quite finished. Okay, prayerfully notifications have gone out. Lots to talk about, my brothers and sisters. It's been, let's just say, some rather exciting times in the last few nights. Topic, I'm sure, has stirred up quite a bit of curiosity. I've noticed a lot of callers in queue, along with those who also usually in the chat. I'm going to go ahead and say that there is a guest call-in number for tonight's show, 661-554-9212. Again, I will relate the intro as to what this show has always been about. I have called this show Hidden Gospel Revealed for a definite reason. I have called my website hiddengospel.com for a very definitive reason. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters, there's a tremendous amount of truth. Yes, there is. That is contained in the scriptures, that it was prophesied in advance that your rulers would not speak of it. For them to speak of it, they would have had to tell you the true reason why Messiah must appear. They would have had to have told you the true reason, my brothers and sisters, that the kingdom of Yah, in times past when Messiah appeared, well, that the kingdom of Yah has not yet been brought to bear. They would have to have told you, my brothers and sisters, of some of the ways that, since we have some, 45,000 denominations in the world, 19,000, various world religions, many call themselves Abrahamic in their belief, many saying that they are Orthodox, Hasidic, conservative, Reformed, many forms of so-called Judaism. Many also, my brothers and sisters, saying that they are believers in the Messiah, and some calling themselves Christians. Some saying that they are Messianic in their beliefs, Messianic Hebrews, Hebrew Israelites, a lot of different titles. Many saying they are Islamic. There's a lot of factions in the midst of that too. Well, Shiite, Sunni, many factions in each country. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Yah is one. And unto the cause of the revelation, not only that Yah is one, but what he has proclaimed in advance must be the common understanding of all his people. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has had a plan to end the vast measure of confusion that presently exists in this world. A multitude of diverse ideologies, my brothers and sisters, all claiming to be after the will of one, but contentious, has to be an illusion. The rulers have preferred never to tell you or cause you to consider this fact, that if a multitude of diverse rulers are contentious, cannot agree, or they call upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, it is because many have slandered it. Did you hear me? Not been true to it at all. The Most High says you shall not take his name in vain. It means you must seek him for all that is his will. I said all, the pure and perfect knowledge of all that is his will. Man choosing not to do that, my brothers and sisters, only adds to the confusion. As it is written, my people are destroyed, my people are divided, my people are confused for lack of knowledge. So the Most High told me that indeed, for his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that under his cause, I must tell you things. Men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, go forth, and he said to those who were anointed after his spirit, who called upon the name of the Most High for the deliverance of mankind, for the reconciliation of a people. They understood, my brothers and sisters, that it is written, and they understood the principle. Purity and completion offers one choice. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Either we seek the whole truth or we add to confusion. We bring about divisiveness. We establish self-righteous standards with which the Most High could never be pleased. The covenant was always, my brothers and sisters, always, after a pure and perfect standard, always unto fully what honors, I said fully, what honors the Most High. Never did he give man a right among the nations to take away from or add to his will and still be called true unto an oath. We've talked about this before. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we've talked about this before. Revelation 22nd chapter, that's a seal to the book. Malachi, going into the 4th chapter, 3rd and 4th chapter, is a seal to the book. Early and latter seal. Both relate the same thing. The time must come, my brothers and sisters, when men must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah, seeking him according to all that he is, and those who do not. The time must come, my brothers and sisters, we must discern the difference between those who seek all his will and those who prefer, have been proven to prefer, unrighteousness. We must discern. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Those who do serve Yah know and discern that his name implying or declaring that he is all and everything that he is, and he does not deny himself. That either we seek all his will, or we sought to exalt the will of another. As I've said before, we seek all his will, that we add or create no confusion. Or in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, we are confusion. So the apostles, when they were told that they would receive the Holy Spirit, that they might go forth and teach all nations everything. Scripture says the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. They petitioned the Most High for the Holy Spirit and told others to do the same. That we might all be of one accord. That we all might agree. 1 Corinthians actually tells us, in the name of the Most High, how about after the unction of his Spirit? We must all speak the same thing. One understanding. No divisions among us. Holy Spirit does what? Teach all things. No lie in it. Brings all things to remembrance. Rebukes all sin. How about rebukes every fallen standard? The Most High never said that he would uphold anything less. He never said he would uphold deviation or a devil. There must be a drive in our hearts to discern all the Most High requires of us. But that, my brothers and sisters, is purpose. We're told the first command of all, love him, seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. If you seek to uphold any lesser standard or exalt or create any lesser standard, all we create, my brothers and sisters, is the vanity of an idol. To deceive and even to damn many. 2 Thessalonians, we've been talking about this. Says those who prefer unrighteousness. It did not say they'd be saved. Says those who prefer unrighteousness have not preferred or loved Yah. They have no great love of the truth. Scripture says they'd be damned. Defiant against the first command. I know many will sit back and say, well, we didn't know what was missing. Well, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he would teach all that is sufficient for those who are utmost diligent. Psalms 14. Psalms 53. In essence, it's really saying that the Most High has looked upon mankind in these latter days. And seeing that he saw no one who discerned ultimately how much more, I said how much more we really truly needed to seek Yah. To discern, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what is missing. Did you hear me? He says he looked upon men and saw no one who discerned how much they needed, we needed to seek Yah. He said, therefore, there's none who does good or completely in all things right, as it should be. Men exalting a multitude of diverse standards, calling them sufficient, there's confusion, debate, and doubt. not faith. We're always told that salvation is by faith. How is it that men believe it's according to the contortions of their own thoughts or the limitations of a carnal mind? 1 Corinthians 3 tells us again and again that if there be any carnal or any divisions or strife among us, it's because we're functioning after the flesh as carnal men and not after the spirit. And earlier in the same text, he said his desire ultimately was not that men call themselves wise after the per se, if you will, eloquence of men, but after the power of Yah. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, nothing else, by nothing else is it possible. I said, by nothing else is it possible, my brothers and sisters, for humanity come unto one accord. The blindness of the flesh, my brothers and sisters, has caused many to be deceived, not discerning how much more needs to be discerned. May I make it simple, my brothers and sisters. And if I did it, did what's necessary to make it simple, how many are willing to truly, or would be willing to truly understand the irrevocable truth, brothers and sisters? The Messiah said to us, watch out for false prophets. He said that in Matthew 7. You need to read closely. Matthew 7:13-28. He said, watch out for false prophets. How many understand the word for false in this context? Since the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of the Most High, the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, the false prophets are those who don't seek the whole truth, nor are they considerate of all things, that they might not mislead. Think about it. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, reproves all sin. A true prophet, then, my brothers and sisters, is sent to speak what others would not, guided after the Spirit, to preach the whole word that is the gospel, that men might not draw hasty or faulty conclusions. Indeed, again, purity and completion offers one choice. We are commanded to seek the whole truth. Purity and completion offering only one choice, that there be no confusion, no division among our people. But we see so much of that which is not peace in this world. In fact, we look everywhere, we see no peace. We don't see what is perfect harmony with Yah in the world and all these differences. How is it that men say that what they have then is a covenant? The only offering the Most High will accept of mankind is peace, peace with Him, and man discerning fully what is divine will, that we all might have peace together, that we might be partakers in His kingdom, as a people steadfast unto the preservation of that peace, guided constantly after the Most High. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, for all that has presently been taught, yes, my brothers and sisters, I said, for all that presently has been taught, the scriptures go one step further. They talk about how in Zechariah 14, it talks about men of all the nations coming at the Feast of Tabernacles. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, you understand it well for updates. Most High is going to continue to progress, revealing greater and greater knowledge to His people. And yes, my brothers and sisters, we all must prepare ourselves to prove ourselves even now worthy as disciples, desirous to grow together, to reason together in the wisdom of Yah. And whoever is not willing to seek the greater truth, the greater refining knowledge of the truth that would be revealed in that day from year to year, is ultimately, my brothers and sisters, considered an obstacle against faith. And the scriptures tell us, yes, they do, my brothers and sisters, that there be many curses upon those nations that do not look forward to those updates that the scriptures tell us will be declared to mankind first and foremost through Messiah Himself, who sits upon the throne at Jerusalem. This is the millennial reign. This is the kingdom to come, my brothers and sisters. The gospel of the kingdom You must understand it's a word from on high. Did you hear me? It's not after the very nations. It's above and beyond all the nations. It comes from on high. And for all that we see and hear in this world, believe me, there are high implications in all the Most High has spoken. There's a dimension of wisdom beyond the veneers of what men have sought to create to accommodate their own carnal lack of vision. Most High told me that to know what is said and why it is said is to miss his point. You hear me? It is to miss his point. There's a reason why the Holy Spirit teaches all things and no lie in it. To reprove all. Because his people, my brothers and sisters, must agree. So, since then, since the Most High said, watch out for false prophets. You must understand what it means. We're false, fallen, foolish, fleshly, all related to lesser standards. Watch out for false prophets. Form fully the will of the Father. Lord of lords, master of all. One who is greater than all the rulers of the earth. But not to do fully is what it means. The will of the Father. If he has his words, and if they've translated it right, if they have his words and understand to obey his words as a wise man, he who does not, well, it's like somebody who built his house upon sand without a foundation, incapable, my brothers, of being able to stand in the day the righteousness of Yah is revealed to discern the difference between those who love the truth and those who in so many ways despise and reprove, have actually despised the word of Yah. So we said, watch out for false prophets. We said many in that day. We found those who, though they thought that they had preached in the name of the Most High, or in the name of Messiah, said, Messiah would say to them, keep away from me, I never knew you. In other words, if you'd heard from me, I would have set you free. I would have told you the things that others would not. He said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth. I would set you free to discern beyond all those who kept you in confusion, are blind to what is necessary to have peace in his kingdom. What was he really saying, my brothers and sisters? I want you to understand something. What is it that false prophets offer? What is it that they sell? Is it a true, pure, and perfect testimony? Remember, the word for prophet is also related to the idea of a prophecy or teaching. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, and we think about Isaiah in the 29th chapter, we find these words. It should be like a hungry man, talking about those who stand against Mount Zion, or the people of the Most High being reconciled again as one. How about discerning beyond all the provocations and the confusion of all the nations? Scripture speaks of it being in that day like a hungry man who dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking. When he awakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. It says, so shall it be for all nations that fought against Mount Zion. How about fought against, awakened to the fullness of consciousness that the Most High desires for his people? Refusing to discern how much more is necessary that we all be one. How much more is necessary in terms of discerning what is missing, that we all be pure and complete, that we all agree. What is it the false prophets sell, my brothers and sisters? The scriptures talk about how they comfort men in vain. In other words, they tell them that they are at peace with the Most High, but after their own vanity, after every man's own ideals. They sell men a bill of goods, my brothers and sisters. Wooden nickels, if you will. They tell them that the standard they wish to uphold. Oftentimes, if there was someone who wanted to know more, they try to coax them against seeking the greater truth. They often offer half-truths and lies, and every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. I want you to think, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, those who are in such a house, upon such a faulty foundation, the fall should be great. And Messiah would say to those who trusted after such illusion, he would say to them, keep away from me, you who work in iniquity and equity. I never knew you. In other words, they had no association with him. Or else, off of all they taught, they would have known better. What is it the false prophets offer, my brothers and sisters, but that they fatally flatter men? They comfort men in their vanities after their own conscience. The book of Hosea says, though I have saved them, in other words, he sought to deliver them, yet have they spoken lies against me. An inference saying that according to the multitude of them, so have they spoken lies against me. What he's saying, my brothers and sisters, they cry out saying they know the Most High. But they continually do violence against his law. Read Hosea 7 through 8. Wearied, weakened in their discretion, yet crying out, O our God, we know thee. Setting up kings, it says in the 8th chapter, but not after him, not after Yah. And his words, they consider a strange thing if they were to hear them. Well, false prophets, my brothers and sisters, compel men unto a false sense of security. Well, oftentimes men are not compelled to discern all they need to understand that the scriptures already told them in advance when Messiah appears. His words should be like line upon line, precept upon precept in Isaiah 28. Many men have not been compelled to understand the foundation necessary to discern his words. It's written in Isaiah 28. It's written also in Zephaniah. You need to relook around 2:15, 3 and 4. Both cases relate Messiah directly speaking to the people. And they're not recognizing, my brothers and sisters, the need to be raised up under the consciousness that he would cause them to aspire to. Isaiah 50 says, Messiah in his appearing will say, why when I came was there no man, and when I spoke was there none to answer? Men not recognize that his word is indeed deliverance. Isaiah 28 said he would come to the people saying, this is the rest, this is the word of peace by which I will cause my people to rest, find peace. This is the refreshing, the renewal. How about the refreshing of the knowledge of what is a covenant? Think about it. If you break the law into pieces, you don't have a law at all. You break the law in pieces after everybody's different idea. You don't have a law. You don't have a covenant at all. And you definitely don't have a holy one. Scripture said Messiah would come saying this is rest. The word of peace, wherewith I might cause my people to rest. But they would not listen. Why? Because everyone's content and satisfied with their own ideals. Again, looking at these scriptures and putting them together and discerning that when Matthias says in the 7th chapter, when he talks about the rains came, the winds blow, and those who are in those houses sought sanctuary where there is no understanding, see the fall of such houses shall be great. You need to really read Isaiah 28, the 29th and 30th chapters to understand what that's talking about. In the 30th chapter, we see a follow-up to the 29th, where it says in the 29th chapter, with their lips they draw to me, but their hearts, their understanding, is far from me. And the worship towards me is after the precepts and the doctrines of men. And the vision of all has become like the words of a book that is sealed, that one gives to someone who is supposedly learned, able to read. But their vision my brothers and sisters, do they receive truthfully the intents? And do they speak truthfully the intents that were to be conveyed, that were being conveyed when the authors of the books, the law and the prophets, were they truthfully teach according to that initial vision? I've said it before, the scriptures relate about the idea that if we are to truly, if we truly read the words, we receive the initial vision. The book of Habakkuk relates the same. Look around the second chapter and understand. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It says, with their lips they draw it in, but their hearts, their understanding is far from it. The worship towards him is after the precepts and the doctrines of men. How about their worship of him is only still yet the precepts and doctrines of men, because men have not truly discerned unilaterally, beyond all confusion, beyond all the misconceits of those who have entirely misadministered the book for a very long time. Speaks in the last days, my brothers and sisters. How their worship towards him is the precepts and doctrines of men. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters. And who knows how many of my brothers and sisters, differing ideas in the midst of each one. Partial and incomplete. What do false prophets offer, my brothers and sisters? But a false prophet, a false testimony. If it says men's worship of him has been the precepts and doctrines of men, my brothers and sisters, what it means is that men have been offered a false concept of salvation, and a false Messiah. And men have been too blind, too lacking in vision, not able to discern what is missing, not discerning what is necessary to be saved or to be made whole, fully healed. That men have accepted a multitude of fallen, partial, perverse, and foolish standards, which by no means, my brothers and sisters, could be peace. Think about it. The Hebrew word for peace, shalom, shah, shabbat. All these things relate to the concept of completion as a root. One scripture tells us in Revelation that either we seek the perfect will of Yah, he comes against us with the sword of his mouth, that discerns the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. It discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Anyone who would want to say that there is salvation after a multitude of partial standards, my brothers and sisters, have never understood the principle of salvation. Did you hear me? Anyone who would want to say, talk about salvation after a lesser conscience than that which pleases the Most High has fallen victim to mass deceit. Think about it. Across the world, as I said before, men have wanted to believe. Everybody got their own personal Yeshua, their personal Jesus. Wow. My brothers and sisters, everybody twisting everything down to their own level of or lack of understanding, not petitioning the Most High for the Spirit that teaches all things, but desires to be satisfactory where they are. Did they forget, my brothers and sisters, the first principle of the covenant? Yah is one. We must all seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, after the fullness of all that his name implies when he says he is all in everything that he is. That would be peace. And the secret for that absolution is the blessing and the preservation of all who will call upon his name faithfully in the elect calling of the Most High and answering him according to all that he reveals. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls, the first thing you know, if you are wise, first thing you detect, is that his conscience is far greater than what so many want to say that they call sufficient in this world. Far more, my brothers and sisters. Must be understood by what he meant when he said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, my ways are not like your ways. They should have been. Because he said to his people, that since they would all be the children of the Most High, they must all be, hear me, my brothers and sisters, godly, of him, following after him after the fullness of his will. For he will judge all those, my brothers and sisters, who claim to be of his name. The Savior then, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will not come. There's no peace with the Most High after a multitude of partial standards. That's why he said, go forth to teach all nations beyond all the divisions. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the rebuke of all the divisions, the conversion of the nations, that they all be taught the will of one. Teach them everything he commands. Baptize, purge them in the name, after the fullness of his testimony. You write your name in a contract. That means according to all that is his will. Baptize them, teach them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They don't deny it, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit does not deny the will of the Father, nor the will of the Son. They are one. How then, my brothers and sisters, have others sought to be called by that name and choose to maintain vast disagreement in this world? That's not the word of a true prophet who would bring the knowledge of the gospel of peace. My brothers and sisters, those who would preserve such insanity, my brothers and sisters, they speak after the spirit of devils. Divisive, devilish, deviant, not desirous, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High see in this world. What he has said from the beginning is the only offering he will accept of it. Peace. He called it an everlasting covenant, my brothers and sisters. What the Most High desires to see is an everlasting peace. And all who refuse to seek the fullness of all that he declares, or would desire something less than the fullness of his will, or man being brought to the remembrance of all that he from the beginning declared, are in fact, my brothers and sisters, enemies not only against themselves and self-righteous, but enemies against Yah. You call upon his name, you should not call upon his name in vain, lest you be kind of blamed among those to be blamed. It means you call upon his name, you seek all his will. Nothing else is pleasing unto him. Salvation by faith means it's not according to the imaginations of one's own heart. It's by trust in what the Most High said he reveals to those whom he will. Those who prove themselves not only in their desire for truth, faithful, but in their consistency after the truth, steadfast. He said, faith comes by hearing a word, and really means, my brothers and sisters, from Yah, because not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Did you understand what I said, my brothers and sisters? What does the false prophet offer but a false prophet, a false testimony, false concept of Messiah? If people are willing to buy a false testimony, they will sell it. Think about it. The seminary schools, they're not about absolution. They put out this Doctor of Divinity degree, and people in all manner of different denominations use that same sheet of paper to sit back and say they have a right to preside over a congregation. By no means, my brothers and sisters, preaching all that is righteousness. Wicked men sitting and presiding right there in the midst of your temples, right in the midst of your churches, causing men to exalt themselves where they are, despising the greater reproof of the Most High. Is that the love of him? Scripture already told us in advance. Think about it. Isaiah 28 chapter says it's going to be a vexation and a terror for men to understand Messiah's report when he tells them what they thought they had was wise. It was in so many ways still foolish. Cloth too short, warp weak, insufficient for a man to wrap himself up in it, insufficient for a garment. Meaning that since we know that the words of the Most High, every word reinforces every other word, it means, my brothers and sisters, that the precepts just haven't been woven tightly together. And a man, my brothers and sisters, without the cover of the knowledge of the greater righteousness of Yah, just simply seen in his naked carnality. What does the scripture say? Blessed are they who keep their garments, that they may not walk naked, lest men see their shame. Look at Revelation 16:12-21. And see what it says before the coming of Messiah, whose reproof shall expose every lesser standard. Isaiah 28 speaks it. Revelation 16:12-21 speaks it. Isaiah 44, particularly 20-45, 6, out to 46 and 13. All these scriptures say Messiah must come to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, or those who seem to be wise before men. But what the scriptures say they do? They turn things upside down. That men's worship is after the precepts and doctrines of men. It's not true to Yah. Men have sought to make themselves, my brothers and sisters, an idol and call it the Savior. Children to be blind to what the Savior himself says is indeed in all things a standard, that they might comfort themselves in their blindness. And my brothers and sisters, many pastors, knowing that people's diligence is far less than what it should be, would comfort the many, my brothers and sisters, who just simply are looking for camaraderie with men to the extent that they can never help to save mankind. A prophet, however, my brothers and sisters, is called very much so to give honor to the Most High. Says the true Jew is one who seeks praise, not from men, but from Yah. If the whole world be deceived, this is one who knows that Yah will still yet be true to all that he has spoken. And he knows that the only way he can help his brother, the Messiah said, for their sakes I am sanctifying myself. He knows the only way he can help his brother, my brothers and sisters, is not by comforting men in a multitude of confused ideologies, that they all feel good about their illusions, but that men be taught indeed what the Most High will bring to bear. That's why the scripture says, for men it's going to be like a hungry man that dreams that he is drinking, dreams that he is eating, and when he wakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. Found out he didn't know anything, because all the leaders have dealt very treacherously. That's why most today still, who call themselves believers, find the information on my website, hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecies. Mostly unexpected, abounding bit of information. It's in the book from Revelation to Genesis and Genesis to Revelation. But my brothers and sisters, the rulers, by and large, have not taught even the tiniest smidgen of these words, and when they did, never in context. They didn't tell you what the Most High said he would do in terms of gathering all the various beliefs of the world to one place to rebuke them all. And he says all the systems of the earth will fall in that day, meaning all the various beliefs that have lied against him will be proven foolish. They didn't want you to seek beyond, my brother and sister, that man sitting in the pulpit, or beyond that man who sits upon the throne. I don't mean the heavenly one. And Satan's seats. They want you to see beyond the doctrines they teach. They don't want you to see that there's much more to be understood. A true prophet, my brothers and sisters, would understand what's written at Isaiah 119. I love that part of 90, verses 97 through 104. Amongst the things the psalmist wrote, would say, give me more understanding than all the elder and honorable. More understanding than all those who this world calls the elders. All those the world calls honorable, for I would keep thy commandments, knowing that there, in the various contentions of men, there must be some mass denial. For men have been taught, my brothers and sisters, a Greco-Roman concept of a Messiah, a Christ, a polytheist concept of a Christ, a Greco-Roman title for a Savior. In other words, get the point, one who opposed all the varying differences of all the false gods that Rome upheld. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If you really go back and you look at a lot of the ancient archaeology and a lot of the ancient portraits that depict one such as Constantine, you might be shocked what you find. Constantine is related as an anointed one and even Messiah bowing to him. I want you to understand how this book of Daniel talks about it, one who exalts himself above all that's called godly or that is referenced. One who exalts himself above all the various gods then of Rome and of Israel. Did you hear me? Saying he is the favorite of them all. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, turning all after his ludicrous, hypocritical compromises. Well, the rule of this world is to sit back and find ways to justify some of everybody's differences, my brothers and sisters, preserving so much mass corruption. Could the Yah the Holy One of heaven and earth be ever truly satisfied with this? My brothers and sisters, this mass of confusion is claiming to be after the will of Yah. It is Babylon. How many are ready to understand it? Isaiah, in the 30th chapter, goes on and tells the people, false sons who will not hear divine instruction, who will not hear the law of the Most High. Who, if a prophet were to appear, they would say, get thee out from the midst, from before our path. Preach to us lies. Did you hear me? It says, because they despise the word of truth. Trusted in oppression. I'm talking about, read 30 and 8 through 15. After it talks about all this manner of worship, not seeking to uphold the counsel of the Most High, he calls it in vain, worthless. He says, because men chose to do this, he says, the breaking should be as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity, so that there should not even be a piece of a pot, if you get my point, large enough to hold or take water from a cistern. Says that if the vessels will not partake of and uphold and maintain what is pure and acceptable for the Most High, my brothers and sisters, this is an unacceptable vessel. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand that we are supposed to be habitations of the Holy Spirit, and if habitations of the Holy Spirit, habitations for the complete word of the Most High to reside and be preserved in the earth? Rejection of the truth, or twisting the truth, will never be, as a covenant, allowed. Revelation 22, I will say it again, because it's important that it must be known. Anybody who will not seek the Most High for all that is necessary to obey his commandments, who thereby, because they will not seek all truth, therefore add to or take away, quite frankly, despite all that you've, those words, the way those words have been taught in a lot of churches, scriptures actually say all who will not seek the whole truth are simply not welcome. Book of Jacob says, that you see a multitude of provocations among the nations after which we are scattered. Know that your faith in Yah still demands, beyond all these provocations and contentions of the various nations, still demands that we seek the Most High for all that brings forth a perfect work unto him. If we are double-minded, not seeking the fullness of the truth, single-minded after the will of one, and that's not our intent. He said, don't think you receive anything from the Most High. My brothers and sisters, an oath unto the Most High must then be unto all, I repeat, all that is his will. Sadly, I say this to you, my brothers and sisters, it's true. Jeremiah 51st chapter talks about how Messiah, as the one who will overthrow this Babylon and all this mass of confusions of self-righteousness. It talks about how the hand of the Most High will be turned against the great ones. In other words, those who have large flocks, great numbers. Easy to think after the compromise of men. More difficult, my brothers and sisters, to seek the conscience of the Most High and all things be true to it. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the most influential pastors among those you see out here are actually, my brothers and sisters, the most devilish. They've compromised the words utmost that they seem offensive to the least number of people. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Seem offensive to the least number of people. For the absolute word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, many are not prepared and have not been willing for ages to fully hear, especially once they trust in allegiance to those who comfort them or flatter them in their folly. A lot of folks say, well, hey, if they don't like what I believe and what I want to do at one church, I'll go to another. My brothers and sisters, you need to really seek that word for yourself. And seek it for the sake of all. Seek it that you might be true to the will of the one Most High. Most High sees all manner of corruption in the world constantly. And believe my brothers and sisters, with it he is not pleased. It's a good thing to seek all his will, my brothers and sisters. We might see one that truly is deliberated. Deliberating that when the Most High looks upon the diligence of that soul, whoever it would be, my brothers and sisters, that will seek him for completion in all his will, he might look upon one and say, with that one he is well pleased. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, but a great love for the truth and for all the Most High requires of all his people is a covenant.
90
that
seconds.
Deliberation must be in the heart of each, every one of us. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, they've just simply found a more hypocritical niche that they could sell. And as long as they have the esteem of the people, they're not willing to repent or change. Well, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Messiah, when he appears,
60 seconds.
Rare few will be prepared to hear his message. Isaiah 50:10, how about 51-5? How about Isaiah 65, my brothers and sisters? Read from out that 12th verse, after about that 20th verse or so, 65th chapter of Isaiah. When I called, you did not answer. Spoke, you did not listen. In Joel, it says, it come to pass ultimately in the last days, Joel 2:32, that those who, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall have deliverance. And in Jerusalem shall they have deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. That's those who respond to the fullness of truth unto a city, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has called peace. When we say Jerusalem is a city of peace, Jerusalem is also the city, my brothers and sisters, from which the whole law, the pure, complete word of Yah is sent forth. To his feet again, my brothers and sisters, this is Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto Yah, unto his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah.